From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 16, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal that nearly a full slate of incumbents is expected to be endorsed when the Windham Republican Committee holds its caucus on June 19. The GOP will gather at the Center Church on Main Street to endorse candidates for town supervisor, town clerk, town justice, town council, and town collector. With the exception of town supervisor, the caucus is expected to support the incumbents in each race. The GOP has already endorsed current town council member Robert Pelham for town supervisor. He's running against current supervisor Stacy Post. It is not known if Post will seek a second two-year term. Post is under indictment for felony eavesdropping. She assumed office in January 2014. In other election news, the Greene County GOP caucused on Thursday, June the 11th. The group endorsed Gregory Seeley for county sheriff, Richard Bigelow and Russell Davis for coroner, and Marilyn Farrell for county clerk. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Register-Star that Hudson Mayor William H. Hallenbach, Jr. has called again for drug testing of public servants after a city alderman was ticketed on Saturday, June the 13th, for possession of marijuana. Third Ward Alderman John K. Friedman was issued a ticket for unlawful possession of marijuana, a violation, following the Flag Day parade, said Hudson Police Chief Edward Moore. According to a statement released by his attorney, Friedman was issued a ticket to appear, but he was not arrested. Friedman is scheduled to appear in city court on June 23rd to answer the charge. Hallenbach said he did not think Friedman's offense violated city code bylaws or elected officials. However, the mayor did indicate a desire to revisit the issue of drug testing for elected officials. He also is thinking about reaching out to state officials to implement mandatory drug testing for all elected officials in the state. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Politics on the Hudson is reporting that a Board of Regents subcommittee on Monday, June the 15th, decided school districts could get a four-month waiver to delay the November 15th deadline to implement new teacher evaluations. The vote came as the Board of Regents signed off on a new set of criteria to evaluate teachers and principals. The full board is expected to approve the changes on Tuesday, June the 16th. The state legislature and Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on April the 1st required as part of the state budget that schools have the new evaluation system in place by November the 15th. The state education department initially proposed a two-month waiver that could be renewed, but the board settled on a four-month waiver. You can read that full story at Politics on the Hudson, a Times Union blog. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register-Star that the Germantown Central School District placed 10th overall in the Odyssey of the Mind World Finals last month. The team of 3rd and 4th graders competed against 800 national and international teams at Michigan State University in Lansing. Odyssey of the Mind is an international problem-solving competition. Students apply their creativity to solve problems that range from building mechanical devices to presenting their own interpretation of literary classics. The World Final project was based on the Greek myth of Pandora's box. Part of the creative spin on the problem was using a video game to retell the story. The group chose to use Pac-Man. The other local team at the World Finals was the middle and high school team from the Hunter Tannersville School District. They are former world champions. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Finally, Paul Grondahl is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Museum will undergo a $14 million renovation that will dramatically reimagine the exhibits with dynamic technology, interactive displays, and a fresh form of narrative storytelling. The modernization will represent the largest upgrade to Albany's most popular tourist attraction since it opened in 1976. The project is expected to take 3 to 4 years. A total of 35,000 square feet of new exhibitions will be created and will include a completely revamped Adirondack Hall and New York Metropolis Hall. The work will be done in phases, and the State Museum will remain open during construction. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York for Tuesday, June the 16th. There is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms mainly from late Tuesday morning through the afternoon to the east and the south of Interstate 88, including Greene and Columbia counties. The main threat will be locally damaging wind gusts in excess of 58 miles an hour with the strongest thunderstorms. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 79 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 50%. For Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain, mostly clear with a low around 61. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 76. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Friday, a chance of showers before 9 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:34 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 15 minutes, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 16th day of June, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.